Hi, this is Rachel Price from Lake Street Dive.
Hi, this is Mike Calabrese from Lake Street Dive.
Hi, this is Bridget Carney from Lake Street Dive.
Howdy, this is Mike Olson from Lake Street Dive.
You're listening to The Raven and the Blues
on Talk Radio Europe,
Radio Napa,
on Kansas City Online Radio.
Church organy at the end there. Could almost be in church. I sit before you, a sinner, repentant, as we get close to Christmas. Haven't done any cards yet. Opening up The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Kansas City Online Radio and Radio Napa. Tom Principato, title track of the album which came out this year. And It Ain't Over Until It's Over. Great stuff indeed. Our live guests this week, you heard them in the beginning, are Lake Street Dive. They're coming towards the end of the show. Lots of other good stuff, both new and not quite so new. Tom Principato has been out about a month or so now. Here's something which has only been out about a week or so or thereabouts. Up from Hull in the middle of the UK, in Yorkshire, Half Deaf Clatch, the album A Road Less Travelled and Summer Moon.
sun's going down on that western hill. Oh, oh, I got time to kill. Sun's going down on that western hill. Oh, oh, I got time to kill, time to kill. Yeah, I'm down with the setting sun, and I wait for the night to come. It's getting dark, too dark to see. Let the summer moon shine down on me. Shine on.
Stuff, eh? Paying tribute to the way the blues used to be, but it's new blues nevertheless. Half-Deaf Clutch out of Hull, The Road Less Travelled, the album, and they heard Summer Moon, and that's rather fine. And it's being played by almost all the DJs here in the UK, loving that particular album. Okay, we've had America to start with, then into UK. Let's move across into Europe now, and into Germany, although the artist, Beige Fish, otherwise his real name, Beige Fish is kind of his stage name in a sense, the real name is John Schleisler. Now, John is a curious animal. I guess if you do have different styles of music, you have a choice of keeping your same name, like John Schleisler, and confusing your audience, or doing as he has done, and have two names. One is called Vanilla Moon, and the other one is called Beige Fish. Vanilla Moon is world music, and Beige Fish is the blues, and I'm about to play something off his album Down Home, and it's called Coming to My Kitchen. You know it well. To me, it's always Coming to My Chicken, mainly because of another Vanilla trip, and also Mark Howard, who presented Miss V, presented a program called Austin Riffs, a podcast which had some great blues. It stopped about a couple of years ago now, and they were playing this particular track by somebody, and Mark Howard sort of said, come on into my chicken, and from then on it's been come on into my chicken for me. Woman I know to be my best friend.
Some joker got lucky and stole her back again. You better come on in my kitchen. It's gonna be raining outdoors. True, she's gone. She won't come back. I took the last nickel out of a notion sign. You better come on in my kitchen. It's gonna be raining in trouble, they throw her down. Living for a good friend, it can be found. You better come on in my kitchen. It's gonna be raining outdoors. And the time has come, it won't be slow. Can't lick with a winner, baby. Just drive on slow. You better come on in my kitchen. It's gonna be raining outdoors. You better come on in my kitchen. It's gonna be raining outdoors.
I'm sure we've all heard that many, many times over the years, and many different versions too, but I do like that one. Beige Fish had just been released, the album Down Home and Come On Into My Kitchen. We've got live guest Lake Street Dive coming up towards the end of the programme, but going back a couple of weeks, here is a band of the Mighty Bosscats. They came and did a couple of tracks off their new album, but not this one, because they'd done this when they came in the spring of this year, and so Richard Townend wrote it. Boiling Pot is the album, Mighty Bosscats and Elvis Coming Home.
Thank you.
A studio version of a track they did in February of this year when they came to the Houseboat. That's the Mighty Boss Cats, Richard Townend and the album Boiling Pot, and Elvis Coming Home. Isn't hindsight a wonderful thing? You know, you think, oh, I wish I'd done that. Now, on the video that I've got of Lake Street Dive here on the boat, you'll hear them in a second, they're holding, or at least Rachel is holding, one of the Boiling Pot mugs to celebrate the album, and that should be nice to tie those two together. And also, the other bit of hindsight, I mentioned Come On Into My Chicken a few minutes ago. I should therefore have played this next one, but I didn't. Little Miss Higgins and the Winnipeg Five. I've kind of got three country-ish tracks in a way, because Richard's there, that Elvis Coming Home sounds very country, and as does this Chateau Poulet.
She says she's gonna leave him, been trying to for years. But every time she packs her bag, there's crocodile tears. He says he's gonna change things and turn himself around. But every time she trusts him, she's back on the ground. She's got black eyes hid behind her smile. She's got black eyes, wants to sit and talk a while, wearing black shades like they're going out of style. She's got black eyes again.
Country tinge tracks in a row. Let's do it in reverse order, shall we? You've just been listening to the Red Dirt Skinners, Rob and Sarah together, singing the Mary Rose, their album, which has been received a great critical acclaim towards the end of this year, and a track called Black Eyes. Before that, you heard Little Miss Higgins from Manitoba and Bison Ranch Sessions and Chateau Poulet. Then just at the very beginning, you heard Mighty Bosscats and a bit of country-ish Elvis Coming Home. All good stuff. Okay, let's change the music style altogether. The album which has done so well for them, alongside people like Hugh Laurie and Seasick Steve and Eric Clapton, Tedeschi Trucks. The Tedeschi Trucks band, Made Up Mind, came out about 3 or 4 months ago. It's longer, isn't it? It came out this year anyway. Here they are with Whiskey Legs.
Ears for pain.
Fabulous pairing, they've done so well this last couple of years. Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks together, the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Made Up Your Mind, the album, or Made Up Mind, the album, and now you heard Whiskey Legs. I'm having trouble today. The throat is so dry, I'm drinking huge quantities of fizzy water, it's not working at all. Okay, that's good American blues rock, let's have some English blues rock now. The fabulous Ron Sayer Jr. and Charlotte Choice, another great fine pairing together. Their album is the album of the month this month on the British Blues Association, it's called Hard to Please. Some great tracks on it, difficult to know which ones to choose for each particular week, but this one I've chosen for this week is this one called No One Left to Blame.
Now I know, feel the same. I couldn't see, I couldn't understand. You slipped through my fingers now, like a great north sand. Will you walk away?
Well, I got those blues that can't be satisfied.
two or three years, Rory Block has been making tribute albums, each one to a different blues artist back from the 30s and 40s, or even earlier. And this one is Avalon, the tribute to Mississippi John Hurt. It came out in the middle part of this year. And again, it's just a great tribute to the music and the blues that he did. I can't find the words today, can I? Rory Block, anyway. And got the blues. I can't be satisfied. Our last live guests on the Raven and the Blues this week. We've had 35 bands have come to the top deck of a houseboat on the Thames. The 35th, Lake Street Dive.
If you're married, wear a wedding band. There's no need for you to whisper in my ear when you can say it with your hand. If you're gonna hurt, you're breaking my heart. There's no need for you to let it linger when you can't say it with your finger. If I'm married, baby, I wear a wedding band. Come on. Got somebody that'll love you forever already.
Already!
And you owe it to her, and you owe it to me to hold steady.
How good is that? The Raven of the Blues, wedding bands. It's been a long time. Lake Street Dive, I first discovered about a year and a half ago, I guess it would be, following their progress all the time over the last year and a half. They're in the UK. They're in the almost at the end of their European tour. Welcome, all four of you. It's Rachel Price on vocals, Bridget Caney on bass, and the two mics, Mike Calabresi on things you hit, a very small kit this time, and also Mike Olson on trumpet and occasionally guitar, but not this time. How's the tour been, Rachel?
It's been fantastic. We've been out for about 2 weeks now, and we just are having a great time. Every night is a surprise because they're all new cities for us.
But they're all big cities. I mean, you're touring the capitals of Europe in a way, aren't you?
Yeah, we've been. We've been to Amsterdam. We've been to Berlin, Copenhagen, Stockholm.
Paris,
yes, that's a big one. And of course, London tomorrow and Brighton tonight. So it's, it's fantastic.
It does seem to me, looking at it from the UK side, that your trajectory, if you like, your rise to fame and world domination has been amazing over this last 12 months. Is it that way? Is it just my perception or is it yours as well?
No, it's a completely different ballgame than it has been for the 10 years that we've been a band. The last year has been. So, it's crazy. We sort of weren't expecting to have so much success, and now we have it, and we're enjoying it.
This you is came the first to... time I've heard world domination, by the way.
do you like world domination, do you?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Yeah. I hadn't realized you'd been together that long as a band, because you came together at university together, didn't you, at music university, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
And all with the same, I mean, was it a meeting of minds, Mike, in the sense that you sort of all met and said, this is what I want to do, I agree with that, or did you all four bring kind of different things?
Oh, yeah, it was not beautiful chemistry from the beginning, at least it wasn't, obviously. We've grown to, realize that we actually have a lot in common and that we fit really well together, but it wasn't apparent at first. Thankfully, Mike here on the trumpet saw something in the rest of the three of us that he wanted to tap into and see if it would work. And so he took a chance and it worked out.
So, Mike, you are the person who said, we can make a band out of this, are you?
Yes.
And, I mean, because you're so difficult to pigeonhole, you're so difficult to put into a genre, but you seem to have transcended all of those boundaries as well, don't you, in a way? Bridget, come into it.
Well, I think one of our greatest attributes is that we are blissfully unaware of the trends in popular music. So, you know, we're kind of like just ignorant of like what we should be doing and just doing what sounds good to us, you know?
Yeah.
And so it ends up like sounding different than a lot of other things that are kind of going around right now.
I know time is really tight for you guys because you've got to be in Brighton for a sound check pretty soon. And also we've got to take care of Rachel's voice as well. But before we go into the next and second and final number, the new album is due in UK springtime. Is that roughly when it's going to be released?
Yeah, that sounds about right. We don't have a... at this moment, we don't have a UK or Europe label.
Right.
So we're kind of hammering that out on this trip, which is kind of nice. so we'll know more soon, hopefully.
I think you might find you've got one, but it'll be probably released somehow, the way things have been going for you in Europe. But so the release date in the States is going to be when, Rachel?
February 18th.
Okay. You're kind of famous on YouTube and stuff for the covers you've done, but this, from the tracks I've heard so far on the new album, it's great writing, very, very bluesy. How many covers on the album? Any, or is it all your original work?
No, none. The covers EP was sort of something we did just as a recording to have in between, you know, our full-length albums. We've always been a band that's primarily played original music, but we'd sort of built up a group of covers that we felt, you know, we'd sort of put our personal stamp on, which is why we recorded Fun Machine. But it was this great gateway for a lot of people to hear our music. And so some people think that we're more of a covers band, but we're not. We play our own music. But, you know, either way, it's great.
The one YouTube hit from Fun Machine, which picked up millions, and I think it's almost 2 million plus now, isn't it, is the Jackson's I Want You Back.
Yes.
And somebody, which film star was it, picked up on that? And was it?
Well, it seemed to have all started with Kevin Bacon. We can't be sure because the internet is like space. It all did seem to start one night with a tweet from Kevin Bacon, and that it was like a week or two later that it just, the views quadrupled and then continued from there.
The degrees of separation shrank down.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you going to do for us as your second number?
We're going to do a song that's going to be on the new album, which is, the album's called Bad Self Portraits. This is a song by Bridget. It's called Better Than.
Could spend ages reading the news. I could spend days singing the blues. But I turn up the TV light where what's wrong or what's right.
Street Dive on the top deck of a houseboat on the Thames in the upper deck session. They only did two numbers because Emily, their tour manager, 5 foot nothing of pure strength, and said when she arrived, "We're doing one number." I said, "Oh, no, no, you can't come all this way. Put all the gear upstairs, set it all up, and then just do one track, please." And she said, "Well, Rachel's voice we've got to protect and we've got to be away quickly." I said, "Oh, okay, well, come in anyway, please." And then on the way, by the time we got upstairs, Emily said, "Okay, we'll do two numbers." And so I thought, I won't even try and push it. I know when I'm beaten. So we agreed on two. They've also agreed, though, nicely, they're going to come back in May when they're coming back to the UK and do another session, this time with four numbers. I've heard so far four tracks off the album coming out in February, Bad Self-Portrait, Just Ask You, Go Down Smooth, and Better Than. And that, to me, oh, it's my favourite track already. Okay, thank you to Lake Street Dive and to all the other bands who've been across the course of the year as well. Look at the time. Where should we go now? Tony Joe White or Bare Bones? Let's do Bare Bones Boogie Band, shall we?
Cheating again. as I haven't moved on. I sure don't mean I don't want you gone. I may not be sure of myself, but I'm sure about you. And I know that you cheated again. Cheating. I know you're cheating.
The Bare Bones Boogie Band, their album Bare Bones Boogie Band 3, or the Orange Album, or as they insist on calling it, Tattered and Torn. There's a big joke in there somewhere. The great Helen Turner on vocals, Ian Black on guitar, Trev Turley on bass, and Andy Jones on drums, and a track called Cheating Again. And that's it for The Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Next week, it's going to be pretty rocky, I think, as we lead up towards Christmas, and I may have a little bit of Christmas things in there, but you know my feelings about Christmas songs. Thank you so much for giving me an hour of your time. The Raven and the Blues page is pretty well up to date. It's probably a little bit less up to date as the through the month of December goes on. Depends on the connections I have around Europe, but we'll see how we get on anyway. But hope you can join me in a week's time. But ravenblues.co.uk is the website. dave@ravenblues.co.uk is the email address. Let's close with somebody who started the whole session thing off. When he came to the boat in 2003, 10 years ago, Tony Joe White, he was doing some shows in London and he came into the session on the boat. And I was only going to do an interview, but he said, I'll play for you if you like, Dave. I thought, oh, Tony Joe White playing for me on the top deck. And he did. And out of that session, I thought, I can do sessions, you know. And so it all kind of started. So it's thanks to him we have sessions at all. Here he is from the album from this year, Hoodoo, Alligator, Mississippi. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
say goodbye. I'll get a mess as I burn. I'm